I make it out of tanker coffee with hot water.
So you just use
instant? That's all the kind of coffee I use. I don't drink none that sometimes in the summer I don't drink none at all.
Well, when you drink water or something like that,
I get me a glass of water from the hydrant and drink it.
Now, you know, some things like plastic cups won't do what the glass will.
They won't stand up, they'll pop.
If you drop them on the floor, they'll do what?
They'll break.
And you'll say, yesterday I
broke a glass.
And I have already
broke one today.
And what do you do with your cup of coffee?
I drink my coffee.
And then
out of the cup too. It's got to be hot.
And so you'd say yesterday I
drank my coffee out of the cup. And today I'm drinking it out of the cup.
And I have already.
I've already drained.
And now, if you're having company for a meal or something, and everybody's in the living room, and your meal's already, how do you invite them in here to the table?
Oh, I just fix my table, count how many is in there, and put plates around the table, and set the table, knives and forks, and tell them to come and go to the bathroom and get ready for dinner. That's the way I talk. Tell them to come and get ready for lunch.
And so then they just come in and sit
down?
They
come in and sit down.
Well, what would you say to your family if they were standing around the table that you wanted them to start eating?
Oh, well, I'd say that to them, or one if I wanted one of them to ask the blessing, I'd call on them. If I didn't, I'd guess I'd haul up and get them sitting down and ask the blessing myself.
If somebody's trying to be real proper at the table or something, and they offer you something before they've had some themselves,
mm-hmm.
You might say, oh, go ahead and...
No, I'd tell them to start it one in and let it come around. And when it got back, they'd all have some. That's the way I fix when I get it off of my table.
And, okay, what if somebody had the bowl and they said, well, maybe I shouldn't get any?
No, I'd be standing there and ask them if there's anything in it, and there weren't enough in it. Why, then I'd go back to the place where I had more and refill the dish.
But you'd want them to do what?
I'd want them to get all they wanted.
So
pass it around. Well, nowadays they just want you put it on the plate, but if I put it down on the table, they could help themselves.
And if you'd say you want them to help themselves today, but yesterday they...
Oh, well, yesterday they didn't eat with me. I'd say that. Or didn't help themselves.
So you'd say, yesterday he didn't...
He didn't hardly eat anything. I'd say that, you know. He didn't take time to eat a heavy lunch. He just knick-knacked. That's what I'd say. Well, that'd be about the best way to say it.
What would you say if somebody passed you something you didn't like to eat?
Well, I'd just pass it on and I wouldn't say no word about it.
If they said, well, now help yourself.
Well, I'd say, thank you. I got a plate full. I wouldn't hurt their feelings. But now there's a lot of people would spill out and say anything like that.
What do you call food that you've already cooked, like you've been cooked today?
Leftovers.
And would it make any difference if you heated them up or not?
Not if you take out what you're going to eat, just what you're going to fix for you that day. I cook here for several days and take out a spoonful of what I want and warm it, and then I eat and go on.
But you still call them leftovers?
Yeah, I still call them leftovers. And that's all they are. They ain't fresh cooked that every day. Now, I used to cook every day, and they didn't have nothing left over.
And what do you call it? What do you do to your food in your mouth? You
chew it and then swallow it.
And have you ever made something that you make cornmeal and you